Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Hang out for just a second here. Mikey is. Mo tries to get him out of a very uncomfortable situation that happened to him recently. So I was just mentioning to these guys in studio, what a bizarre couple, if it's true. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus making out this weekend?
Nonsensical. Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
He's just, he looks like a, magician.
But not the good kind, like though.
like a kid's magician that would show.
No. He reminds me of the magician we had at TGI Fridays back in the day.
Yeah.
You said you met him before and he was a really bizarre dude?
He's very nice, but just odd. Like, I can't really, like, put my finger on it, but he's just a weird fella.
He just look like he do balloon art at any moment?
No, it's not even that, man. It's like you're talking to him and like
he's giving balloon artist.
He gets really like philosophical, but it's like this amalgamation of quirky and weird and Hollywood, and it's just, he's an odd dude, man. He is an odd dude.
He looks like he should be opening up for David Blaine to me. Like a magician, the dude that rips his own heart out.
Yeah, no.
Just a bizarre seeing them, the two together. I'm just like, it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, also knowing who she's dated in the past, not that you're supposed to have a type, but like Hugh Grant, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, right.
I barely know who we're talking about.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm with you.
All right, Mikey, so you had yourself a little bit of an uncomfortable situation, and clearly Mo is the only one that can get you out of it.
I think he might be the only one. I need some handshake help, Mo. Can you help me out?
I got you.
How many times have we done this?
A lot.
You and I have tried this time and time again, man. This happened even way back on the show when Carl was in here. Our producer, Carl, he tried helping me out with this because I used to mess it up. It happens all the time.
Yeah, so I work for the station in the promotions department. Part of that job is sometimes I run these live broadcasts. So I was doing a live broadcast at this place called The Patio in Snellville, which I think it's a converted Golden Corral. They converted it into a cigar bar.
Oh, really?
Actually, a very cool place. But yeah, and fun time.
That's the one by the Chicago Pizza?
Yeah. Right next to that.
Yeah, I like that place.
Thing is, I'm the only white guy in there.
That tracks.
Yeah. So I'm working with the DJs because they're going to be DJing live on air. And so I have to set up all this equipment and talk to the station, make sure we're like on the same page. There was problems happening at the station. So it starts at 7. We're at 6:50. I'd been there for an hour already. We're getting ready to start. They said, it's not right over here. So it was nothing on our end, but we're just like, everyone's biting their nails. They're like, I mean, we got to get this thing going by 7. 6:59, we got it fixed. And then we all start doing handshakes to celebrate.
Yeah.
And that's where I ran into some problems.
Yeah, it got a little awkward.
The way I see it, there's three handshakes.
Uh-huh.
You got the regular, how do you do?
The Caucasian handshake.
The Caucasian.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you got the shoulder bump, right, where you like, kind of join hands, then you bring it in, yep. And then you pat him on the back. Not great at that one. What's the other one? It's just the slide.
That
thing. Yeah.
You got it, yeah. Fist bump is in there, too, so it's kind of full.
But by themselves, they're doable. It's when it gets a little bit more advanced for the Caucasian man.
Right.
Is when we start to get awkward and lose it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the slide is easier. That's pretty much your hands come together, you grip each other, you let go. That's the slide. The one where it gets advanced is when you bring it in, because it's a few more steps to that handshake, and that's when tough. It normally gets awkward.
That's yeah. tough.
Where I think it would get confusing is, how do you know which one you're going to do?
Yeah,
that's, that's my whole question here, is there a presentation of the hand in a certain way where you already know? Because he'll go for a fist bump, I'm trying to do the Caucasian. It's like, that's where it gets really embarrassing.
Right.
Because I think I can make it through the handshake once we're engaged, but whenever they're going in for it, I melt. I get scared. I don't know what to do.
From the outside looking in as a white guy, it looks like it's a salsa dance with hands. With black people. They know the moves that white people don't know. And you guys, and black people can, black men, they can alter it in mid-handshake instinctively.
Well, I made it impossible for them to alter. we were all in this embarrassing moment together.
You have to adjust in real time. Typically, when you're meeting somebody for the first time, you don't really know them like that. You either go with the traditional just handshake, or you'll go for the slide.
The slide.
You normally don't do all the steps with somebody you don't know or you're meeting for the first time.
What's your traditional handshake?
No, the same one as everyone.
Okay.
Like the literal just
hi.
What's up, bro? Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you know them, or if it's a casual environment that's not really professional, typically you're going for the slide.
See, it was different, nice though, because it was an exciting moment. And that's whenever you can get complicated, because you don't know what's coming. At that
feelings
point.
Are at peak and anything emotions are happen. Running high because everybody's excited.
Yeah.
Is it like when you're like ballroom dancing, somebody takes the lead and you just follow that person's lead?
Most of the time.
There's like an alpha handshaker?
Usually it's the older gentleman in this situation.
Oh.
You'll go with whatever he's giving you, and then you have to adjust to it.
Okay, I got to be the beta handman.
So it's three steps. If you really want to be okay the next time you want to do the embrace,
yes.
which is the most advanced of them all,
yes.
there's the commitment. So that's when your hands do this and your thumbs are locked in.
Okay.
So y'all do it.
Yeah.
Bert and Mikey, do the commitment part. That's the first step.
So they're
there
clasping.
It is. That's the commitment, right?
Clasp.
Now you bring it in. Okay.
Boom. Shoulder to shoulder.
Right. Now on the come out. When you're coming out of that, you're going to slide your hands across each other's. Now this is important. When you grip here. Yeah, as if you're thumb wrestling. Exactly. Now, on the grip, this is where a lot of the time white men get lazy and you just let it go.
And it just kind of goes.
When you grip.
It's not over.
It's not over. The grip, you want to let go of the grip as if you don't actually want to let go of the grip.
Oh.
It's an art to
I've never got that one.
So that's what I'm saying.
Can you write this down?
He's telling you
I'm
right
telling
now.
You, man.
Listen
you.
Back.
You grip, and then once you kind of tighten on the grip to let go, that's it. It's over.
Oh, okay.
It's just
can
three
we try
steps.
One more time?
Sure. It's just, yeah, okay. Y'all got it.
Yeah.
Commitment.
Clasp.
Bring it in.
Shoulder,
slide,
shoulder.
Grip. Okay, that's okay.
Okay. Now they're jumping around.
A little too much commitment. But that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.